There's something that I saw. It was very funny. We were talking about the silver foxes out here. There's a silver fox hunt that's going on. Meredith pulled this story. There's a new obsession with middle-aged men where young ladies are looking for the gray-haired guys that are almost twice their age. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Because this would, you know, like we always talk about the double standard. This would be creepy if it was the other way around.
What's the age difference here? You said twice?
Yeah. Like, for instance, there's a 49-year-old man in this story. His name is Fred DiBella. And he says that his online dating luck has been better than ever since he finally decided to let his gray hair grow. And he did that in 2016. Google searches like daddy, zaddy,
okay,
and DILF, D-I-L-F. have risen 150% over the past year, according to the new data from online marketers dating group.
Yeah, more established man.
It says, daddy, zaddy, hot silver fox, the desire to experience being with an older guy, more experienced, more polished, I get it all, and it all comes from the gray hair. He said 20-year-olds love it big time.
I'm seeing on social media, like, a lot of girls that'll post a meme to the effect of something like, I'm at the age now where guys try to holler at me, and I'm like, what's your daddy look like? Like, where your daddy at?
Yeah, we're at that in-between stage where we can go either way.
This silver fox thing is real. I'm putting this up on our Instagram right now because a friend of mine just put this up. Jess, just put this up. Yesterday, and it says, name a hotter duo, and it's a graying George Clooney,
okay,
and a graying Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yo, it used to be a time where them dudes would be seen as, you know, like old players.
I mean, I don't know about that kind of an age gap, but I definitely can see dating an older gentleman. I mean, I did it myself.
Was he gray?
Yeah, he definitely had some silver, kind of like a black and pepper, you know.
Was that part of the attraction?
Salt and pepper. I think so, yeah. It was, I like the fact that he was established, he had a job, you know,
So let me ask you this.
It was nice being with somebody that knew what they wanted, because when you date a younger guy and they just don't know what they want,
Wait, hold on, Mary.
It's annoying.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Is the gray in itself sexy, or is it everything that it represents, like what you had just mentioned, established? And
I thought you were about to ask if they had daddy issues, but go ahead. No. Yeah, I like yours better.
Is it just the look, or kind of like what it represents to you?
It's a little bit of both. In the beginning, I mean, you would expect somebody to have their whole life together, but I like the salt and pepper, like on the side of the hair
a little bit. Doesn't have his things together.
Yeah, well, then, you know, then we're just going to have smash, and then I'm just going to leave and try to go with somebody else.
Somebody in the 727 said the gray hair guys are the ones looking for the young ladies. It ain't the other way around.
You don't think so?
You don't think the ladies? Like, I mean, I just put Jess's thing up. You could look at it on IG.
Is it the picture of the guy, or?
No, I mean, she put Zaddy in the post. I put her post up.
Yeah.
And you know, and you could put up a picture of the dude. Put the dude up. But the thing is, my question is, at what age are you checking for the gray? Like, I don't know. I don't know any 20-year-olds that's looking for somebody with the salt and pepper. You know, what age did you cross over where Zaddy ended up being a silver fox?
I don't know if I've dated a guy with full-blown all-gray hair. But
shouldn't be full-blown. Like this dude that you oogling
that
on
guy,
here. Like
that guy could get it.
At what age, though, is it okay? Because my thing is this, and everybody always tries to levy it with, okay, hey, you have daughters.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter comes home, you know, she's 17.
Yeah.
She's 19. My daughter comes through, she's 22, and she walks in with a dude with gray hair.
Oh.
I'm going to be like, what?
Who are you?
Yeah. Like,
are you,
like a guy your age.
You here to hang? You here to hang with me? Like, are you old player?
Like, we should be partners.
You know what I'm saying? We should be cool. You know what I mean? Like, me and you can hang. Didn't we go to class together?
Of course.
Come on. Now, what age is it okay for a girl to start looking at the silver foxes? Y'all can feel free to chime in, 888-429-0941. Somebody just said 28.
Okay.
28 years old.
That sounds about right. I was dating my guy when I was, I don't know, I had to be like 24, 25, maybe.
Oh, you.
Right around there.
Yeah, you had daddy issues.
Well, you know.
Somebody want to know, what if they're bald and they're just kind of gray on the side?
Oh, no, we don't like that. Just shave it off.
That's not good. If you gray on the sides, that means that you bald up there for like.
I'm okay with bald.
For a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go ahead and just shave that thing.
Let it go.
Somebody out in the 941 said, I don't go looking because I have a man, but I will say when my husband grows out his hair and his beard and has gray in it, I do look at him a little bit more sexier.
Okay. See, I don't know. It's the older guy little aspect here. Take care of
somebody else says,
I'm
29 and I look. So salt and pepper don't scare a 29-year-old because she's like, I'm pushing 30.
No.
I need to start accepting a little
bit. He's established.
He's established. I'm trying to get my stuff together.
It doesn't matter if you have like a bag, like a lot of money. Good credit is always good, though.
That stopped her real quick.
Yeah, right. Wait a minute.
Hey, if you got gray hair, that good credit come along with it. Somebody said, I have a daughter, too. Now I know friends my age that will use this old man for money, though. Mm. It depends on the severity of the relationship. I would say a legitimate relationship, 25, but I have a good friend who is boys who had his older sugar daddy.
You know what happened with me is I got treated badly by several younger guys, a good looking, you know, no salt and pepper in their hair whatsoever. And then all of a sudden my zaddy came along, you know, and then I got treated real nice.
Yeah.
Somebody said I had gray at 16.
Yeah.
And girls loved it.
Yeah.
Even 24 would be pushing it. That's what somebody else said. I was 21, and the guy that I was, wait.
Whoa.
Okay, what?
But that's a big age gap right there.
I was 21, and the guy that I was just with was 48, and he owned a car mechanic shop, yet had 4 houses, 3 cars, always broke me off with good money when we were together.
Bet you miss, huh?
Where he at now?
Sure. Never have car problems.
That sure did sound like love right there, boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.